This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on the 26th of January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. The Prime Minister noted that on the occasion of Constitution Day this year, many activities have commenced that will continue throughout the year. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. Prime Minister highlighted that mammoth preparations are going on at the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj. He said no discrimination is done and such unity in diversity is not witnessed anywhere else in the world. He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. Mr. Modi said that for the first time an AI chatbot will be used in the Kumbh event. All kinds of information related to Kumbh will be available in 11 Indian languages. Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time the World Audio-Visual Entertainment Summit, Wave Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. He stated that as India is moving towards a $5 trillion economy, the creator economy is bringing in new energy. He urged the entire entertainment and creative industry of India to be a part of the Wave Summit. In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said that the first achievement has been in the fight against malaria. Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. He also elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of the scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start the treatment on time. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP's organizational election review meeting is underway at the party's headquarters in New Delhi. Party National President Jagat Prakash Nadda addressed a session of the meeting this afternoon. Party sources said the review will focus on the elections for mandal, district and state office bearers. The party aims to complete elections for mandal, district and state positions in 50% of the states by the 15th of next month. Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today visited Charilam village in Sepahi Jala district of Tripura to oversee renewable energy project taken up by the Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency, TREDA, for the farmers. During the review of the ministry's activities in the area, the minister said 27 SPV pumps covering 54 acres of land under PM Kusum scheme component B and 35 LED based SPV street lighting systems under MNRE scheme have been installed. He added that these initiatives have led to the successful implementation of the double cropping, resulting in double income for the farmers. In South Korea, plane crash, 179 people out of 181 died on Jeju Air flight from Bangkok to Moa International Airport, around 290 kilometers south of Seoul. 175 passengers and 6 aircraft staff were on board. South Korea's fire agency reported that 2 staff members survived. The disaster struck when the Boeing 737-800 flight was arriving at the Moa International Airport this morning. Rescue operation is going on. In the United States, President-elect Donald Trump has defended the H-1B visa program that allows highly skilled foreign workers to immigrate to the U.S. In an interview to a news magazine, Trump said he's a believer in the H-1B visas granted to thousands of foreign workers who immigrate to the U.S. to fill specialized jobs. He said it is a great program and he has many H-1B visas on his properties. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for cold wave conditions in northern India beginning today. In its forecast, IMD stated that minimum temperatures are likely to fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days due to western disturbance. In cricket, an unbeaten partnership of 55 runs between Scott Boland and Nathan Lyon helped Australia to reach 228 for 9 in their second innings, stretching their lead to 333 runs against India at stumps on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. In chess, India's Kuneru Hampi wins her second women's title, beating Indonesia's Irin Sukandar in the World Rapid Blitz Championship held in New York. Hampi finished the tournament with 8.5 points from 11 rounds to secure her victory. And with that, we end this news bulletin.